This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on October the 18th, 2017. This is the first of five in a series of podcasts based on Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. From this text, we are considering the three appearances of Christ. The appearances of Jesus Christ. We usually think of two, the first being his incarnation when he walked the earth, and the second being his appearance at the end of time. He appeared first in the flesh in order to become our Redeemer. We now look back to his appearing with thanksgiving, realizing the significance of his gracious deed finished at the cross, including a measure of how great God's love is for us. In John 3, verses 16 and 17, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Anyone who feels unloved by God is certainly deceived or blinded by Satan, or perhaps simply a careless observer who is missing the point due to distractions caused by other interests. The other appearance, the one in the future, there Jesus will appear again on the last day to bring eternal salvation to his faithful disciples. He has made it clear that we have not seen the last of him. In 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we read, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." It is so important. It is critical not to let anything rob us of the glory that will be ours, that the Lord Jesus Christ will share with us at his coming. In 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, we read, "It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm, and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." So, that's two appearances, but the title of this series is The Three Appearances of Christ. Where's the other one? Well, we talk, of course, about Jesus' appearance before the Father in heaven, and that's happening right now. Let's read about it and consider the three appearances of Jesus Christ. Notice our text, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. "For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor was it that he would offer himself often, as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes the judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those that eagerly await him." So there we have it. His past appearance when he came to suffer for our sins, his present appearance before the Father in heaven for us, and his future appearance when he comes again in judgment. Next time, we'll be considering Hebrews 9, verse 26, how Jesus appeared to take away sins. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.